You're listening to Wirral Wave. Wirral Wave.
Well, there you go, good old Ozzy. Well, good evening, everyone, and I do hope you've had a great weekend and you're having a great week so far. A bit muggy today, for the best part, and I think we just need a proper downpour. It feels like it's in the air, preferably one overnight, rather than when I'm shopping or something like this, or walking around. But just remember, whatever the weather's doing out there, it's always a very warm welcome here to Adverse Camber, hosted by my good self, Trevor Smith, for Whittle Wave Radio. They're broadcasting live from their studio, close to Conway Park in the heart of Birkenhead. And thanks so much for joining me and continuing to support your local community radio station. Whole thing here is run by volunteers for absolutely zilch, for free. Just for the goodness of our hearts. And I do hope you enjoy the next 2 hours of music and mischief that Adverse Camber represents. And as usual, a big hello out there to all family members and friends that I know and hope are listening in. You know how much I appreciate you joining me every week and supporting the show and the little bits of feedback you give me as text. So I'll give you plenty of shout outs as we go along. Right. So I also hope you enjoyed last week's show, which was celebrating July. Normally, when I dedicate a show to a particular month, and I do it quite often, I tend to feature music by artists who have a birthday in that month. However, last week, I looked at national and international days that are celebrated in this case, July, some of which are perfectly commendable, and some others, quite frankly, are a bit bonkers. So I hope you enjoyed the smorgasbord of various songs that I played last week and the little bits of factoids that went with them. So what's happening on tonight's show, here you ask? And it is Tearjerker. Oh, I'll be looking at songs about tears and teardrops, things about crocodile tears, tears in heaven, you name it. And not songs about crying or weeping or sobbing, just about tears in particular. And we started off there with Ozzy Osbourne and his song No More Tears. And it's the title track and single from his 1991 album of the same name. Right? And it originated, the whole song, from a studio jam. Ozzy calls it his gift from God, not hand from God, but gift from God. And keeping in tonight's show, which is all about tears, there's a track from the excellent new Coral album, 388, Here Comes the Tears.
Cry, cry, cry. We'll be right back.
Great song from a great band, I would say. And I actually saw Paul, a guitarist with the Coral in Morrison's yesterday. We had a little bit of banter as he was going out and I was coming in. And the Coral are in really a rich vein of form at the moment, following a five-year hiatus from recording. And that sort of vein of form includes the excellent concept album Coral Island, which is one of my favourite albums of all time, I think, A Ship of Dreams, and now 388. And as is the want... 388 is another surprising change of direction from the boys. This time it's leaning heavily on Jamaican rocksteady and ska, as well as Ethiopian jazz. Wow. And it was also a surprise release. It first appeared in independent record stores in a vinyl almost only format without any fanfare or publicity at all, neither on social media nor officially. Yeah, and as a result, many people thought it was a bootleg. Yeah. So, and the 388 refers to the cheap Tascam tape format that's used to record it, and that gives this distinctive feel, which is great. So I can fully recommend that to you, 388. It's a great, great album from a great local group. And as Tears, our next Tears song next, you might have guessed this one would have been in tonight's show, from Smokey Robinson and his Miracles. Ah, oh, very good to hear those two again, wasn't it? Played them back to back. First of all, we had in this show about tears, The Tears of a Clown, which obviously is very ironic, written by Smokey Robinson himself, ably assisted by a kid who used to hang around the studio all the time, Stevie Wonder. And it first appeared on his 1967 album, Make It Happen, before being released as a single in 1970, 3 years later. And it became an American and UK number one in the process. And another song that's on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Smokey based his song upon the main character in the opera Pagliacci. Right, the Italian opera there. Pagliacci was someone who hides his hurt and his anger behind his clown's makeup. And he just, he has his own thoughts and breaks down in private when he's away from an audience. And an instrument that was used to create that circus feel on the record, Tears of a Clown, is actually a bassoon. Now, there's very, very few pop records that have got a bassoon on them. There's one of them. That could be a pub quiz somewhere along the line, couldn't it? And another song you probably would have guessed would have made the cut tonight, from Marianne Faithfull, As Tears Go By, written by Keith and Mick for his muse, right? And it was one of their very earliest self-written, possibly the earliest self-written song and collaboration between the two of them. I think it was the result of their manager locking them in a kitchen until he wrote a song together. I think it was to try and keep pace with the Beatles, who'd left behind covering American songs and were now writing their own songs. And the original title for As Tears Go By is As Time Goes By, right? And they thought at the time it was a complete piece of tripe, and they were astonished that it made money for them, but they thought, who are we to argue? This is money for old rope. And regardless of that, As Tears, 1964 Top 10 for Marianne Faithfull. And they also recorded a version themselves, included it on their American album, not here, December's Children. And then they released it as a single over there as well, got a number six hit for them over there. So did well, really, for a bit of tripe, complete bit of tripe. It did quite well, didn't it? Right, and yet another song about tears that I couldn't leave out tonight. So, Lo-Ann, this is one of your favourites from Eric Clapton.
Saw you in heaven, would it be the same?
A very beautiful and heartfelt song, that from Eric Clapton, written following the tragic death of his four-year-old son, Connor. And it first featured on the soundtrack to the 1991 film Rush. And then it famously featured on his excellent Unplugged album for MTV. And it remains his best-selling single. Certainly in America, it got to number two and number five here. It also won him not one, but three Grammys. Right, and we've already mentioned it, a place in Rolling Stone's list of the greatest 500 songs of all time. Right, we're going to change tack a little bit now. We've got a Tears theme song, but the Tears connection is the name of the artist, and this is Sniffin' the Tears. Long time since I've heard that, that's for sure. So Sniffin' the Tears are a British rock band, best known for that one we played there, the signature song, Driver's Seat. 1978 single that was, from their album Fickle Heart. and it also featured in a TV ad for Pioneer Car Stereos, which were de rigueur, weren't they, in the day? And that boosted sales of the song across Europe no end. Okay, I'm going to play two songs now with identical titles. Working Your Fine Tears, I think. Right, well, On Your Pillow, of course.
Thank you.
Okay, two very different songs there with identical titles. Tears on My Pillow. The first one we played was originally a 1958 doo-wop song from a outfit called Little Anthony and the Imperials. Okay, and it's been covered by lots and lots of people, including Kylie Minogue, who had a 1990 UK number one with it, for instance. But that version I played there was by Shannon R. It was great fun. And that's their song as it featured in Grease, the fantastic musical film there. And then Tears on My Pillow, same title, different song by Johnny Nash, his only UK number one single, that. And in the style of the time, basically to reggify songs and turn them into hits. And he did great. I don't think it needed all the spoken bit at the front of it. I think it was just a great little reggae song, really. And although totally separate songs, they both contain the lyric, Tears on My Pillow, Pain in My Heart. There you go. Right, so another bunch of songs now with identical or almost identical titles next. I'll play them all in a bunch, and it's all about teardrops.
Love, love is a verb. Love is a doing word. Fearless on my prayer. Gentle impulsion shakes me, makes me lighter. Fearless on my prayer. Teardrop on the fire. Fearless on my prayer. Water is my eye, most faithful mirror, fearless on my brain. Teardrop on the fire, over confession, fearless on my brain. On the fire, fearless on my brain.
Yeah. some lover's game. I'm told so sweet, but the moon is always much the same. Teardrops.
Every tune, every tune. the dance floor. Remind me, baby, of you. Teardrops in my eyes. Next time I'll be true, yeah. Whispers in the powder room. She cries on every tune. Every tune. Every tune. And the music don't feel like it did when I felt it with you. Nothing that I do or feel ever feels like I felt it with you. Just don't feel the same. Hurting deep inside.
She cries on every tune.
I break down and cry, I cry.
She cries on every tune. Every tune. Mm-hmm. Every tune.
Footsteps on the dance floor. Reminds me, baby, of you. Teardrops in my eyes. And next time I'll be true, yeah. Whispers in the powder room. She cries on every tune. I can't ever cry.
She cries on every tune.
Every tune, and the music don't feel like it did when I felt it with you. Nothing that I do or feel ever feel like I. See, the music just don't feel like it did. Nothing that I do or feel ever feel. It just don't feel the same, not no more.
Oh, feel ever feels like I.
No.
Don't feel like it did when
see,
I.
See, nothing feels the same without you, baby.
Oh, feel ever feels like I.
Without your love, I felt with you. I felt with you. I felt with you. Nothing feels the same.
Felt with you.
Nothing feels. Nothing feels the same.
That was lovely and mellow, that, wasn't it? So three songs there, all with identical, or near as damn it, identical song titles. Teardrop or Teardrops. The first one we played there was Teardrop, which was originally done, it was a 1998 song by the British trip-hop group Massive Attack. And it features the vocals of one Elizabeth Fraser of the Cocteau Twins, who we played in the Shoegaze show recently. Originally, it was intended that Madonna would provide the vocals, but the went for Elizabeth Fraser instead, and I think she does a great job of it. And in the middle of recording the track, Elizabeth was informed of the death of her friend and former partner, Jeff Buckley, which gives the vocal performance an extra degree of, I don't know, poignancy. Yeah, and it's been covered by plenty of people, including Jose Gonzalez, and that version I played there by Newton Falconer, right? And then we had Teardrops from George Harrison. A George Harrison song that doesn't get out very much from his 1981 album Somewhere in England. And it was a deliberate attempt of his to write a commercial song for the album following pressure by his record label. We've had a few of them on Adverse Camber over the years where people have had to come up with something to appease the record label. And then we had Teardrops, originally a 1988 hit single for the American husband and wife duo Womack and Womack. And it's been covered by plenty of people as well, including Elton John twice, once with Katie Lang and again with Lulu. Cliff Richard. Yeah, Candy Staten, The Sugar Babes, and that one I played there, which I thought was a lovely version of it, by Joss Stone. And that was from her 2012 album, The Soul Sessions 2. Right, so we're going to have a couple more examples now of tears for the theme of tonight's show about tears being in the name of the artists. And we're going to start off with Tears for Fears.